Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
What we do here at the Liars Club is we have one of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. We, as a group, try to figure out which one is the lie. It's a basic promise or premise.
It's a promise to be lied to. That's what it is.
It's a basic premise, but we're basic bitches, so it kind of works anyway. Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
Yeah, he's my favorite basic bitch. He's around here at the Comedy Store. I'm so glad that he's back and he's doing spots here at the store. He has a podcast called Around the Bag, right? And you've seen him on Last Comic Standing. He is your favorite Canadian. This is Mr. Ian Bag.
Nice.
Yeah. Yay.
Harlan's going to be very upset.
I know.
Because he's a basic bitch, too. What is a basic bitch? Can I ask? Because you guys said about you, and then he said about me. I was like, fantastic. And then he's not a basic bitch. So I was just curious.
No, Dave's not a basic bitch.
No, he's very complex.
You know, someone who likes, you know, dummy shit, scatological humor, or like, you know, like my kids, they're kind of basic bitches because they do things like whenever I even breathe air that's unauthorized, they're like, bye, Felicia. So that's a basic bitch in my my opinion.
I didn't know there's just meant like no color.
You mean like
very basic.
Look at it this way. Have you ever seen like a white girl walking down the street holding holding Starbucks, wearing Uggs, and you go, of course.
Basic bitch.
That's
it. Oh,
it's
okay.
Like you are, of course. We could copy and paste
average.
You.
Yeah.
And we got it.
I'm going to be basic bitching everybody for a couple weeks now. Stuck in my head.
I'm a basic bitch for bringing up the term basic bitch.
Yep. Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Didn't want to say it, but.
Yeah. It's very true. Very true. So, you know, I was thinking, I can't wait to hear what Ian has to say. I'm just going to get down to it because he did our podcast when we were doing Zoom ones during The Great Ugly. And I remember one of the stories.
You do? I remember one of them.
I never remember. Shout out marijuana. I never remember. I have the worst
memory. Not
a sponsor at all. So I'm curious what stories he's going to tell. Because then there was one story that I thought he told about a junkyard, but I think it was Mike Young.
I think that is Mike Young.
Shout out, Pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see you getting confused between Ian and Mike.
No.
But I think it's basic.
Yes.
I think it had to do maybe with a lumberyard.
Lumberyard? My grandfather owned a junkyard, so like a pick apart place. So maybe that's why. And then Mike kills a lot of people, and that's why they hide the bodies because he's from Detroit.
Makes sense.
Isn't that where that killer, though, he owned a junkyard like that, like a pick apart? Never mind.
There was a killer in Vancouver, and he owned a pig farm, and he would feed the girls to pigs.
Yeah. They put that on Snatched.
What?
You remember that movie Snatched?
Uh-huh.
Snatch.
But this is true. And I used to go up there and call it hooker bacon because they're all hookers that were getting killed. People used to get fired up at me, and I was like, he was selling his pigs to the market, so people were eating hooker bacon for quite a while.
Oh my god, that's disturbing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now on a bright note,
and bacon is literally belly fat, so it's like
it's the best.
Yeah,
it's definitely,
yeah, but
yeah.
And then hookers make me happy in the belly.
Okay.
So uncomfortable.
You know what, Ian? Actually, you're such a cool guy. You actually were a part of my little documentary I made called Purrs.
Oh, yeah.
And I always remember how, the girl that is hosting it, but she's also being a striptease and at the same time, and she's asking Ian all these questions, and then she's like, you guys are so lucky you have health insurance. It's for free. If I had health insurance, I would get fisted. And then you were like, that's the only thing that would take you.
You're so fucking funny.
All right, so let's get to
it. Maybe when you're older, you should be concerned about health insurance, but getting fisted when you're younger, no problems. Bounce right back.
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry, I apologize. We're just ruining the rating on this show.
No, please. I just thought of an even filthier joke, and I thought to myself, "Be a lady, Felicia. Be a lady." So, what's your first story?
My Felicia.
You're
my first story. Okay, I have to look. I would see which one I want to tell first because I got three of them. Because I'm very excited about this. I get to lie to you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have to figure out, do I want to tell the truth?
Well, while he's looking at that, do us a big favor. Why don't you hit subscribe here at the Comedy Store Studios. Do that. Hit the like button. And search us wherever you find your podcast needs.
Nice. So I agree. We talked about my grandpa's place, but this is a story about my hometown, which is in northern British Columbia.
Okay.
My grandfather's town was in southern British Columbia in Canada. And where I grew up, there is a thing called the Kermode Bear.
Kermode?
Kermode. K-E-R-M-O-D-E. All right.
Kermode.
Yes. And now it's called the, I think they changed the name. It's something, something. It's
spell
like,
it one more time.
K-E-R-M-O-D-E.
Okay.
Okay. So the spirit, it's called the Spirit Bear now, and it's actually the logo of my hometown. So I grew up in a family that did some hunting, and when I was young, we went out hunting. We'd shoot moose, and one time...
Meese.
Yeah.
I went... Wait, is that multiple mooses, or is that the female moose?
It's if you put an antler on a mouse.
Oh, okay. I've never been to Canada. I didn't know.
Canada.
So anyways, we go out hunting, and I was young, 12, you know, 12 years old. And I happened to shoot this moose. Not this moose, this bear by mistake. That's the white bear that was really hard to find. It was protected.
It's a white bear?
Yes.
Aww.
And
wait, you said by mistake? You almost said by mistake. You accidentally shot.
I was 12, so I just thought you shot everything. Right?
Wait a minute.
So,
they have white bears that aren't polar or.
No, they're black bear, white bear. It's called the Kermode Bear, and it's a white black bear.
Oh, it's like an albino black bear.
Yes.
So, is it actually an albino black bear?
No, because it's only found in that region. So if it was albino, it would be found everywhere.
Okay. But it's literally a different type of bear.
And now they call it a spirit bear.
Okay.
Right? So the natives call it a spirit bear. So I ended up shooting this. When we were hunting moose, I shot this bear. And my dad snapped and yelled at me because we killed it. I killed it, of course. And it's the first thing I'd ever hit. And, of course, I didn't feel good. I cried and blah, blah, blah. And then my dad's yelling at me, which is not the way you're supposed to do it for hunting. You're supposed to cheer and blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, we got to take this bear in. We got because we're not supposed to kill this. So we took it to the veterinarian. I guess my dad thought he might be able to bring it back or something like that.
Is I was like, not expecting that. Be... So, can you guys get this bullet out of his head, please? Yeah. Where did you shoot this?
It was catch and release hunting. So we take this bear, and obviously it's dead. But then the forestry has to come, like the game warden comes, and it was a mistake.
Like every time a bald eagle dies here.
Yeah, basically the same thing. But and then because it's like. It's, you know, protected. They end up stuffing it. Like they stuff this bear and they put it in the airport. So in my own airport that I grew up in is a bear that I killed when I was 12.
How big is it?
Wow.
It's like a black bear. Same size as a black bear. Okay. Yeah, but every time I fly out, I feel shame. Because I see this black bear,
but now
white
you've
black
given
bear.
Given the chance for people traveling into Canada to see the spirit bear.
Only in my hometown, though, my little hometown, like of 10,000 people, you know, and there's only one gate, so you know everybody's lined up at the same place. You know, one of those prop planes that goes into the place, and it doesn't say shot by Ian Bag. It just says Kermode Bear. I can't remember how it's killed, but it's Kermode Bear, Spirit Bear. Blah blah blah. So yeah. So I killed something that is.
I didn't think there was any other white bears besides pandas and polar bears.
Well.
Yeah. What exactly does? Is it all white or is it brown with like
no,
a
it's
white
all, it's
ring
all, it's,
around?
It looks like a, it looks because black bears are much smaller than grizzly bears and
right.
polar bears.
Uh-huh.
So it actually it just looks
is there
like
a group
a,
of them or is it just a
no,
one?
No, it's just one. It's just, yeah. It's weird. It's just like every so often one shows up and it looks like a small polar bear the size of a black bear, but and you know, so not I guess you don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling
so
you.
So it is a so Kermode Bear is the actual name. It's like that's the scientific name. It's
that was what it was called when I was a kid. Like the high school I went to was Caledonia Senior Secondary, home of the Kermodes.
Kermodes. Okay, so it's its own animal.
And then as
people go. Fuck you, commodes. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a commode that they make fun of you. Like,
yeah, that's funny because they always call us the commodes, which is the name for a bathroom.
Yeah.
You guys are shitty because you're the commodes. Yeah, so that's true.
I was just thinking when you were telling that crazy story that's probably a lie, I was just thinking, you're wild.
I bring up shame. I bring up shame and you're like, you're a liar.
But I was just thinking, your wife must be like, when you tell her story, she just must be like, wow, look at this motherfucker go.
So the other day we were at her, well, I can't remember where we were, but TJ Maxx. Right. Uh-huh. And I had gotten some things and she had gotten some stuff because she loves TJ Maxx. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to get this. But I said to the lady, I'm not going to get this because she hits me. I'm not allowed to buy this much stuff. Like, and she's like, ah, and then she started laughing. And then she goes to my wife. She goes, you must laugh all day. And yeah. She just goes, oh, all day. And then later on, and then about 5 minutes later, we're having a fight. You must laugh all day. Yeah. See, all day, we're just doing nothing but laughing. Oh, you son of a bitch. Just shut up. That's what she tells me all the time. Can you just not talk when we go into a place?
TJ Maxx, the official shopping center for the basic bitch.
Yes. Yes. I have bad news, Ian Bag.
That's why I like her.
Wow, that's...
You get home furnishings there that's a knockoff, or I don't know what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, no, I shop there anything. Too. I bought a big ass basket the other day for like $40, and I was like, score over a damn basket.
You know what she does is she buys things and then she just sets, because apparently you have 3 months to take it back.
Oh yeah,
and she will just leave it in a corner.
Make sure she really wants it,
whether she wants it, and then return it.
Wow,
that's fun.
At 2 months and 14 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was more like that. Like, I have two friends of mine that are super tight and super great with their money and super, they'll put a reminder on their phone for stuff like that. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you allergic to the Komodo bear?
I got a tickle. I don't know what happened.
Good. But I wish I was more like that. So good for you that you have that on your team. That's awesome.
No, I don't think we got a lot of pillows. So I'm not
happy. Yeah. Okay.
We love a pillow. It's funny because the last story you told the last time you did the podcast was about a moose. I believe it was about someone riding a moose.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Based on a story about when I got high.
Yes.
I got high and I was so high I thought a moose was a horse.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah. Was that the lie or the truth? Do you remember?
I can't remember. But
no, I mean, I'm asking you.
I can't remember. Don't try to trick me into this.
I know.
That was a true story. I don't know if that whole story was true, but I can't. But that I was high and I was petting a moose.
Oh, and
my buddy's
alive.
Like, that is not a horse. And I'm like, bah, bah, bah.
Wow, you're probably tickling it under the armpit. Right. They're so tall.
They got those little things under there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's a good first story. Any questions? What kind of gun were you shooting? That's what I would like to know.
My dad's 30-30.
A pistol?
No, it's a rifle.
And so tell us exactly how you saw the bear, how you saw the bear and where no one else saw it, or you were just at 12 years old, so quick on the draw.
No, we're just like set up in a on top of
a deer stand or what?
No, not a deer stand because we're just walking through but we weren't walking in town. We're just lying down and checking out the valley.
Okay.
So we're up in we're up.
How could you think that a white bear was a moose?
I didn't think it was a moose. I just shot it.
Oh, you were just like, bear, bam.
Yeah.
How far away was it from you when you shot it?
Probably, I guess, 300 meters.
How much is that?
You put it in meters.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Sorry, you guys.
Damn now we dirty gotta do Canadian. Math. Yeah.
And pretend like we're doing math and go, oh.
Sorry to be dumb.
It was 6 miles away, guys. He's an amazing shot.
I was actually still in our house.
Where did you shoot it? Like, where did the bullet go through?
Right above the shoulder.
And it killed the bear?
It stumbled a bit, which is always, I don't know if you've...
So your dad put a... Was the bear dead when your dad put...
Yeah, when we got there, it was already dead.
So you put a live bear...
No, he was
into
dead.
The car.
No, he was dead.
And then
dead.
Your dad put the
my
dead bear.
My dad was like, motherfucker, you just shot a Komodo bear.
So why would he take a dead bear to the vet?
Because if you leave it, somebody's going to come across and then there's going to be
Robert, an infection. Don't you have a game warden that you call if you say, accidentally...
You can't take it to the game warden, but you can also take it to the vet. Like, it's a small town.
You just go
it's
where they like deal huge... with animals, I
so
would assume.
We can't butcher it, we can't do anything, so we just took it there, and then the game warden came over.
Why didn't your dad just dig a hole?
My dad's not a murderer.
Because he's
honest.
He's Canadian and they're earnest.
And that's the, is that the, you said that was the first thing you'd ever shot?
Yeah. And I was, Well, I had shot things, but I not never killed anything.
Well, that's why my question is about how far away it was. 300 meters is what, 150 feet? What is that? Anybody know?
No, it's
900 feet?
Yeah. It's like almost like, you know, you're over. And,
yeah.
So it's probably 200, but it's like it's over. It's not from the belly room to the main room. It's like further, you know. It's like a football field and a half, you know.
And you were 12 years old, and you shot a 30-30.
Yeah.
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 And you hit that bear. Was it a full-grown bear?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was 200 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it a male or female?
It was a male.
Did your dad lift it up to check if it was a male?
Yeah, he checked it. Nice nuts. No.
So you guys had a truck or a Jeep or
had a truck?
Car? Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever think about, you know, in the belly room, in the green room,
Cheyenne.
We have that like
Chevy Cheyenne.
That sniper, that little sniper cove.
Yeah.
Why do we have that?
That's called a sound booth.
No, that one's the one up there. I'm talking about the one in the belly room. That's a looks out into the main room. It's like a little sniper.
It's in the belly room, green room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's for back in the olden days when this place wasn't a comedy club. They look
it was the mob joint.
Your wife's coming in. Shugging.
Right. The police are here. Everyone's scram. Who picked up the bear and put it in the truck?
Well, we had to drag it.
How many people put that bear into the truck?
Me and my dad.
And so how much do you think that bear weighed?
Maybe.
Don't say kilograms. Yeah.
we're pretty stupid and ignorant around here.
Maybe about 150.
Uh-huh.
I would say about 150.
How old were you again?
12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old was your dad?
That's what you do when you go
hunting.
Yeah. My dad was 107 years old. No.
You said 150.
My dad was probably about 35, 36.
You're saying 150 pounds?
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a tiny bear.
It's a black bear. Black bears aren't that big. When I hear about people getting attacked in Jersey by a black bear, I'm like, how the fuck are you getting attacked by like a fat dog, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've seen black bears.
Agile.
They're pretty. They're bigger than what you think.
No, definitely more than 150 pounds.
They're not grizzly bears by any means.
No, they're nowhere
big.
Near.
They're dogs that are, you know, close to that. So.
Okay. They're really not as big. Because when they say, when you say black bear, people automatically just think it's the same size as a grizzly bear.
So when you went
like,
to
it
the
wasn't,
vet
it wasn't
with
a
your
polar
dad,
bear.
When you went to the vet with your dad and the game warden showed up?
No, we had to call him.
Uh-huh. And did your dad...
He drove a truck too.
Yeah. Did your dad immediately say it was you that killed the bear?
Yes. He's like, my son's an idiot. and we're out hunting and he died. And he's like, the guy was like, well, why didn't you explain to him that you're not? And he said, my dad was like, what are the chances we're going to run across a white black bear? You know, it was just one of those things. And I was young and I was too young to know that as the specialness of it all.
And how... Go ahead, Dave.
And my dad, it's probably my dad's fault. My dad probably should have explained to me, hey, if we see a white black bear, don't shoot it.
My issue with this one is...
You have an issue with it.
I do. I have an issue with your story.
I don't like I grew up with that guilt and I see the bear every time I go into my hometown.
Yeah, this isn't about you. Give me a sec. Okay. My issue is... I grew up in Texas, also went hunting with my dad.
Yeah, I grew up hunting too.
Yeah, and I shot a 30-30, almost busted my shoulder open.
Yeah, that's
what you're talking about, very powerful.
Yeah.
In fact, you can't even shoot pigs with a 30-30 because it'll literally go right through them. Like, you got to use a less powerful thing. Like,
that's why I was asking the length of that.
Yeah, it's super powerful.
Yeah.
We were hunting moose, right? And I was an asshole.
Yeah, well,
that would make sense.
The idea too, though, is that as a 12-year-old, I could not imagine seeing something and just firing without being like, "Dad, there's a thing I want to kill." Like I would check with my dad with birds and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like you're a pussy.
Yeah. I don't see a 12. Maybe so, or maybe there's a big difference between Canada and Texas.
Yeah.
But
I can see you having
we kill animals. We kill animals.
So
you guys,
we're going to move on. But I have one last question, and that is: tell me exactly what happened when you and your dad, were at the. It's not a deer stand that you were at, but you had your sights on, and you were like scoping out a ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you were scoping out.
My dad was over on the other side looking, like just looking the other way.
Uh-huh. And you just saw that bear, and immediately you just did it?
No, not immediately. I thought about it, and then I just kind of like, all right, let's do it. Uh-huh. We're going to do this? Let's do it.
Were you wearing an orange
My dad
vest?
Used to bug me. Are you going to bug him, or are you going to kill him? Because I'd sit there a lot with him, and I wouldn't shoot anything.
And how many times do you think you went hunting before this incident? And did
your
dad...
I would go with him a lot. When I was a kid,
yeah,
you just go with your dad. You don't always hunt. You just go for the walk, right? The walk, because my dad, I was one of those families. We'd go out and cut down all the trees, take them home, and I would have to split the wood, and that's what would be used in the wood furnace. So
right.
So it wasn't like it was like, oh, we just went out in the woods that day. We were always out in the woods.
So you were splitting the wood pieces at 12 years old, like with an axe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what's even better about that? As soon as I turned 18 and went to college, my fucking parents got a goddamn gas furnace. Wow. I came home that winter. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, we got that while you're gone. I'm like, So we could afford one.
And probably a remote control since you were born. Remember how your parents back in the day would change a channel?
Now that you're gone, they can afford one.
Yeah. That's basically what my dad said. Was,
yeah.
Well, you're gone. We don't have to pay for you to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And what is your second story? Great first story, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Yeah. That's great.
My second story. I can remember this one, too. Hold on. Let's check. Make sure. Like, you guys do another advertisement.
Okay.
Okay. So I skipped the 10th grade.
Uh-huh. You skipped it completely?
Yeah.
Why? How? Why?
You're that smart.
I wasn't that smart, but I used to play hockey with the kids above my age. So I used to be able to hang with those kids. And sometimes I'd go to classes with them instead of going to my 9th grade class. And I would learn things in the 10th grade because it was a very small town. And for some unknown reason, I was able to take the stuff that I took and use that instead of having to go in the next year in the 9th grade. So I would skip my 9th grade classes and do okay.
Ian, you're making me mad because you're good at this.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm a bullshitter, because I was really good in school.
You just skipped the 10th grade because you like to play hockey with the older boys.
I didn't like to. They made me play with the older kids. Like I was good enough, and I was big enough.
6'4 at 14 years old, probably. Yeah.
I was a fairly big kid. And
it also leads me to believe that if you're a great hockey player, that you weren't that bright.
Funny enough, the 11th grade, my biology teacher, Mr. Chen Wang. By the way, this is a show I've pitched before. He's from Trinidad. But he looks like he's Chinese. He's 6'4" and he sounds like Ray Romano.
Oh my God.
And
sounds like a Canadian to me.
So he would, I remember my first day of biology, he said, Ian Bag. And I said, yeah. And he said, you play hockey? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you'll fail.
See?
Yes. And I was like, not in your life. Like, I used to do stupid things all the time, like grade 12 history. We had desks like this, and I didn't have anybody sitting beside me. The guy that was sitting beside me moved, so I had the whole desk, and I used to pretend I was Paul Shaver, and the teacher was Dave Letterman, and he'd ask me a question, and I'd go, well, Dave! And when my parents went to parent-teacher night, the guy, Mr. Henry Dreger was his name, asked my parents, is there something I need to know about Ian? Because he keeps calling me Dave. So I was failing, and the only reason I passed that class was because I don't know if is it the same in America. Your final exam's worth 50% of your year.
Yeah,
you can.
And I did.
Well, it can be
in some schools. Yeah.
I did so well that I was able to pass because with my other 20% and like took it up, and I was able to get through that class.
So is this the story though that we're focused on here? Is that you skipped the 10th grade?
I skipped the 10th.
Because I think all the stuff that you just said.
I will be honest. I took some of this, but for the most part, I skipped the 10th grade.
So that's the story.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting. So you're telling the story about the bear. And when you told that story, there's a lot of this going on in the story. A lot of the hand movement.
With the bears?
About the bear story.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of hand movement. But.
What was it about murder?
Yeah, it was almost.
It wasn't murder.
It was pretty exciting.
But when he was telling the true story about the got teacher from Trinidad, right? You were a, you were more little more, reserved, more on that.
Well, that's because
the story
I was
about
goods.
Skipping 10th grade, your hands were down.
Well, to be fair, there wasn't a lot of like grandeur in that, so it was just like, hey, I skipped the 10th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing to really like.
Been, hey, I skipped the 10th so grade. So what was the
that, I have questions.
There isn't a plaque about that in our airport. Ian Bagg skipped the 10th grade, and I get to see that every time I leave my hometown. I just see the dead bear.
A town of 10,000 people has their own airport.
They we actually even share it with Kitimat, to be honest with you. Okay. Little town. It's a, right. It's a YXT, but it's shared. It's the Terrace Kitimat Airport.
Well, they have
airport.
To get supplies, I would assume.
Yeah, but I, in Kansas, a little town where, you know, week. My family lives in Kansas, they don't have their own little airport.
Yeah, yeah. But in Canada, they probably need supplies.
I have to say, there are tiny airports in Texas.
Yeah.
Like tiny towns with like little small, you know, little hopper planes pop in. Yeah.
Hold on. You think I'm lying about the airport?
No. The airport, I think, exists.
I think the whole story's a lie. I think the first story is the lie. And I think that you saw the bear and you maybe shot at and missed. Because I can't imagine as a 12-year-old, you're fucking crack shot.
Don't you remember that? What was that?
I love that. I can't have an airport and I'm a shitty shooter.
Sitcom that they were an airport. They were in
Wings.
Yeah.
So it's a Wings type airport with a fucking bear that Ian Bagg killed.
Glass. Exactly what encased in glass.
I have questions about you skipping the 10th grade.
Okay.
Can I ask some questions?
Sure, of course you can.
Only if you scowl at me with those eyes. Yeah. Hold on. So, how did you get to skip the 10th grade?
Yeah.
Not even homeschooled.
So what were your grades like? Your grades were so impressive in ninth grade that
I was good. I was good, but it's. I don't know how I got to do it because, and I have a feeling it has something to do with hockey and being with older kids. And for some unknown reason, my grades were good enough in the classes that actually meant something. Because did you guys have electives?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So our electives were like,
how to kill
nutrition.
A bear.
Sewing. Like,
yeah.
Guys were sleeping with our foods nutrition teacher.
Oh.
And
how?
And also, our sewing teacher was sleeping.
She was probably fit.
Yeah. I didn't get to do that. It's funny when you find out you're the only kid that. But when you find out you're the only kid that wasn't molested, you kind of feel shame about yourself.
Yeah.
You're just like,
well, what about me?
I know those other guys got drinking problems, but I'd like one too. Anyways, our metalwork teacher was sleeping. They actually murdered his wife. Yeah, it was weird. Oh, no, her husband. Yeah, so it wasn't one of those. It was a public school, and it wasn't like everything was on
track. That was my next
question.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So my daughter got skipped through 11th grade.
Nice.
So,
but is that once she goes to? Because my niece was able to finish her first year of college before she finished the 12th grade.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing that now, but my daughter didn't do that. What happened was she did so many class, because she was doing an online private charter school, and she did so many of her credits in 10th grade that she was ready for her senior year a year early. And she basically had to do like three extra classes during 10th grade, and that would take care of the entire 11th grade year. So she did that, and then they skipped her right to 12th grade. She knocked that out in a couple of months and graduated.
Oh, that I believe, because that happened to me, because I grew up in Kansas and Colorado. My dad was an Army guy, so I'm an Army brat, grew up all over. But when I had to leave because of family
Thank
stuff.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I had to leave for family stuff my senior year, the beginning of my senior year, and then I came to California. And I finished like literally 6 months before everybody else.
Right.
And it was a credit thing. And also I just could work at my own pace.
That's why this is giving me issues. I have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Because if you get skipped, you know why. You get told, usually you work toward it. Usually you're going,
yeah,
I mean, in your case, you just show up and realize it.
Think about it. This is 1987. So really, you weren't told anything.
I will say.
Like art class. Our thing was, you're going to college or you're not going to college. That was it.
Yeah, like, that was kind of like where I grew up,
They didn't give. Yeah. They like, if you're one of these.
My
and I wasn't going to college, but I was going to maybe go play
my
hockey.
Classmate. Like, in a little town, my science teacher, grown-ass man, married my classmate when she was 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
She was a JV cheerleader and the science teacher's wife. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Good for her.
I know. She really
is. That's so weird. Why wouldn't he marry a varsity cheerleader?
I know.
Ridiculous.
So funny.
I will say, obviously,
a couple years with her.
I have never dealt with having to skip grades or anything.
We know.
But I come from a small town, and I know, I don't know how I did it, but you're supposed to take 2 foreign language classes, and I never did.
French.
Oh,
and
did.
I still graduated.
We did Spanish.
And I don't want them to take my diploma away.
I don't know if you should mention it on this show. They'll find
they're coming for you.
My gosh, you might have.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is.
You might have to pay
but...
back every ounce of money you've made at a job because you're not a high school graduate.
Oh my God, Taco
Bell. I think sometimes they let people graduate just to get them the fuck out of school.
Absolutely.
Way. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. And I think that's got.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Jessica, but that might have been what happened.
But I think that's got a little bit why I was just like, oh, he's.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I didn't turn out. By the 11th grade, I hadn't turned out to go. I didn't go play hockey.
I just want
to
say, but this could mean a lot of things. He's
gifted.
Mm. Okay.
Oh.
Or he's not gifted. He's one of the special kids, or he's one of the special kids.
Well, you did later on go to pet a moose.
Yeah. So how old were you when you graduated?
I was 17.
All right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
There wasn't a whole lot to that site. It was just a sentence. It wasn't a story. It was.
I'm sorry that it wasn't long enough. I told the story. About
I just
it.
Want more holes in it.
And you've got kids, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. All right.
You can't breed this.
You can, but you have to put it down.
You got to put it down. Can't take it hunting. I'll tell you that much.
Your first kid, you should name it Kermode.
Kermode.
All right. Let's take a vote. Or actually, what we're going to do is we're going to have David do the recap.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got 3 stories, right?
No.
Just two. I hope you are. Did you already lie?
We're going to. No. No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
I think they're both lies. Did you tell 2 lies and you're waiting to tell your truth? Because both of those stories were shit. Let me tell you what I was about to say. Hold on. I was about to say, is he intentionally fucking
said,
up both
stories? I thought stories? You said. 3 stories, no. 2 lies, 1. Okay, let me tell 1 more story.
Okay.
So I was playing the Houston Improv.
Okay.
Wow.
I was playing the Houston Improv, and it was just back when it was just that was just becoming the Houston Improv. Do you remember playing there when it used to be a Rainforest Cafe?
No, but is that where the old Laugh Stop was?
No.
Okay.
So it was at a different. It is where it is now, but it's a different. You're from out there. Do you know
from where?
From Texas.
Yeah.
You played the Houston Improv before. Right?
I've never played Houston. No.
Okay. So
I started comedy in L.A. I didn't start comedy in Texas.
Oh,
so they bought the Rainforest Cafe and put an improv in there because it was also a magic place. So it had all these weird stages,
okay.
But there was. Trees, like fake trees and stuff like that. And you,
as a comedian, even I'm a little upset that they transformed a Rainforest Cafe.
Right.
Well, yeah. The Rainforest Cafe, I never understood. So you're going to cut down a fucking rainforest to make pretend rainforest
and try to give money back to the rainforest?
Yeah, it's like what is wrong with you people?
So
they're really fun.
So
I got kicked out of a Rainforest Cafe once.
You did for what?
For running around like a monkey during the rainstorm.
How old were you?
33.
I was grown. I was a full grown man. I was like 19 or 20 years old.
That is awesome.
Oh, wow.
Well, the reason it was an issue is because there was an 11th, an 11 year old birthday party with like 15 kids, and you got to see my monkey walk. It's awesome. I was like running through the thing.
Just the arms, I can tell.
Yeah. Kids freaked out and started to cry because I was running around their table, and they were like,
"They thought that was going to happen to them."
They were like, "You got to go. You got to go." So.
All right, so you're at the Improv in Houston. It was a Rainforest Cafe.
Okay, so, and you sell your merch under one of those fake trees, right? And every time I go there, there was a couple that would wait until the end. They were always at the end of the line when you were selling merch. And then they would talk to you forever. And and the thing about—
And you're too nice to say, I gotta go.
I gotta, well, yeah. So I would finally get out, but she was a smoke show and he was a little weird. Like
she was hot?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And like, she was a rocket.
So,
like, you don't know what a
she was on fire. She was a stunt woman, literally on fire, Jess.
She has a smoke show. She farted a lot.
I'm confirming in Canada that could be something different. That could be a white bear. I don't know.
We're talking about Houston, Texas.
She was definitely a white bear. So cut to years later, I'm doing something on my computer and my wife is watching Dateline. And there's a story about a murder. And I just happen to look up and I'm just like, I know that girl. And I check my Facebook, because around that time is when Facebook was, you just had a personal Facebook. You didn't have the two Facebooks.
Right. Uh-huh.
So everybody became your friend that followed you, right?
Right.
And I looked it up. I said the name. Her name was Crystal, named after crystal meth. I looked it up. Boom. It's her. He murdered her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
the night of your comedy show?
Not the, I wanted to, but turned out they were swingers, right? And that made sense why they were always at the end. Hey, 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 hey. And he murdered her, and he rode away from the crime scene on a Schwinn that he bought from Kmart. And the reason they busted him was they found the tire tracks, and then they found a receipt for the same bike.
He murders on a budget.
He murders on a budget.
That has got to be the most humiliating experience, to murder someone and then bicycle away.
on a BMX?
Yeah.
What do you do? A couple jumps? Do some parkour?
Like,
do a murder?
She's not a problem anymore.
Wow. So that was in Texas.
That was it was in Houston. And it was crazy. But and I said, I know that girl. And this is all my wife said, did you fuck her?
Well, did you?
Did you?
No. Maybe that's why he killed her.
Yeah.
He killed her because he got jealous, because she was getting more attention. Apparently, there were swingers, and she was getting, which is, wow. It always seems like it always happens with swinging, right?
So you met them. They were standing in line to buy your merch. Is that how you met
at the end? Uh-huh.
Okay. Did they actually buy any?
Yes. That's funny. I didn't even think about that. Would they just talk to me? Because you're selling CDs at the time. This was back.
Were they trying to have sex with you?
That's what
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thought.
That's what I thought. I was just like, I could have been murdered, right?
But usually swingers like couples.
Right, that's what I thought too.
Not always,
I don't think.
I just found out about you two.
Yeah. All right.
We're like on Thursday. Never mind. Never mind.
It's a pineapple outside your door. That means you'll do anything.
Upside down.
So now we have...
Upside down, is that what it means? Yeah. I just found out about the pineapple. Neighbors have it.
All right, so you have three stories.
And, I have three stories. And
three
you have to,
stories.
You have to figure out which one's a lie.
So that's a little bit cheating, because now the odds are definitely against us with three stories.
Yeah, that's
are
okay.
They, though?
Yeah.
Let's do a quick recap.
Well, in this particular case, maybe not.
There's a lot of murder in my story.
But in general.
Oh, yeah, two murders.
So if you're really thinking about it, you can figure it out. Because,
well, and he also murdered the 10th grade, you could say.
Yeah, I killed.
Yeah.
And then the 11th grade killed me.
All right, let's do a recap.
Probably because I missed the 9th grade and I wasn't used to doing the proper work, is what I figured.
You said you missed the 9th grade? Oh, caught you in a lie. Mm. Go ahead.
No.
You said you skipped 10th grade. Nice. I missed the 9th grade.
But because I was in the 9th grade doing, like, going back and forth and not really doing anything. You know what I mean? I didn't get that work ethic.
There's no way you would not do much during the 9th grade and then skip the 10th grade because you were so useless in the 9th grade.
No, it wasn't about being useless. I was getting away with things.
Look, I've made up my mind.
Would you please recap the
story? I don't know whose father you are, but they must cry a lot.
Not like your father when you killed that bear. Okay.
It was a lot of yelling.
So the first story is he grew up in northern British Columbia.
That's the first story.
Yep. And there's something called a Kermode bear, or a spirit bear, a white black bear. He was a hunter, and at 12 years old, he shot a Kermode bear. He just saw it and shot it. His dad's yelling at him. He's crying. They take the dead bear to the vet, and because it's protected, it got stuffed, and now it's in his hometown airport, and he's filled with shame every time he goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The second story...
And leave.
Yeah, because
I have to go in and out of the airport. So.
Can you see the bullet hole where they stuff the bear?
That's weird. It's weird, the patch that do. You've seen stuff.
You're such a good liar. Look at you.
No, but the patch stuff, the patchwork that they do on that shit after it's been blasted, you're like, huh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they can cover up murder.
They can't make the toes look normal, but they can cover up.
The eyes always look really weird, but yeah.
Do a taxidermy class before you murder?
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. Okay. continue.
Yeah, Dahmer worked at a butcher.
See?
Continue.
It happened.
Yeah. The second one is just he played hockey with older kids when he was in school, and then he skipped the 10th grade. That's basically it. He
wasn't,
just skipped
wasn't,
10th grade.
I skipped most of the 10th grade, right? Like, I didn't have to do all this stuff because...
You tested out.
I tested out, but it seemed like because I was playing hockey at the time, they were letting me get away with more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't end up playing hockey, so it was just.
That is, I mean, that is definitely a thing. I mean, athletes.
Johnny, be good.
Athletes definitely get away with.
Yeah,
because coach, if the coach has a lot of influence, he'll go nudge the teachers and be like, "Please, just give him to me. I need him this Friday."
Yeah,
you know.
And then it was weird, but though, because there are the other teachers that just fucking hated you. They hated you because you did play hockey, and they hated hockey.
The third story is the Houston Improv took over Rainforest Cafe. Ian was selling merchandise under a tree.
Some young 33-year-old ran by as a monkey.
some people were hanging out the back that were swingers. He didn't know this at the time. And years later, he was his wife was watching TV. She sees a woman. He looks up, sees a woman on TV that he met at the merch booth, and he was like, "Hey, I know her." Turns out she was murdered by her husband, who got away on a Schwinn.
A Schwinn.
Oh. I think the first story is the lie.
I do,
because his body. And by the way, I suck
There's
at this
be
game.
Two lies, by the way.
Yeah. Two lies, one true.
Two lies.
Because
he did.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh. But I tend to.
Why don't you pick the truth?
Okay.
Like, let's switch it around. Just pick
let's
the truth.
Let's switch it for today.
Okay.
Pick the truth.
The truth is the Houston Improv, because I had a similar experience once where I knew someone and then
I fucked a guy in a tree once.
Well.
But
under a tree. Does that count?
Yeah.
Under a tree.
In a graveyard, on a beach, in a car. You know, the list is long. Anyway, I think the true story is the Houston Improv story, because I had an experience where I met someone and then that person I years later was watching. They used to do on A&E those like true crime stories, mm-hmm. or whatever, and it was about this guy, and I was like, what the fuck, you know? So
hold on, he was the murderer, or he was murdered?
Yeah, he was murdered. It was a guy that when I was 18 and I came to LA, I was a stripper and I worked at this place called the Jet Strip by the airport. And a guy that owned that was one of the owners. He was also a cop.
Ooh.
In Orange County or something. And God, what, he had a weird name. I can't remember his name. But he actually took me out on like a date once. And he had like a limo show up, like he had his hands in a lot of. This is totally true, and then he took me back to his place, and it was like a friggin' compound, and there were guys with like guns, like standing. It was really crazy, and then I was like, yeah, I'm not down for this. I better go do some open mics and try to get out the comedy store. This is totally true. And then
That's what you. I gotta do better comedy.
I gotta find a different club to showcase my wares.
There's way too much security at those houses.
The only problem with that story is, uh-huh. as you know, Ian is a huge Dane Cook fan.
Yeah.
And he has a whole bit on this. I'm just
on
saying.
On what?
On this story. Like, it sounds a lot like this story.
The story
that
he puts, of the
that says that it's,
improv?
It's him. Well, it's a whole story about a killer and all this and how it comes and he comes. It's been years since I've heard it, since
uh-huh.
he was here, but I remember this is a big Dane Cook.
Oh,
bit.
Shit. I think you're right. All right, then I'm going to say the skipping 10th grade story is true. All right, there you go.
Oh.
I'll change mine.
I changed your mind?
You changed my mind.
I'm still going with that.
So which one do you think is the
truth? I'm still going to go with the last one being true, just because he
you
had
said
to
all that shit, and then you're going to vote
know,
that way?
I was like, oh, you're changing?
Why would you not change your
mind? You're a great lawyer.
If you know that that story is about someone else.
No, I just know it's very similar. I'm not saying that Ian is a
I am a joke thief.
No. But not.
By the way, I'm also a huge Dane Cook fan. Mm-hmm. He followed me on TikTok the other day, and I pissed myself.
Good for you, man.
He commented on one of my videos.
Good for you.
And I was like, well, we're basically best friends. We're basically best friends. I pinned his comment at the top.
So what do you think? What story? I know.
What video? Right, what video was it?
What do you think is a true story?
You as a monkey running through a...
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, Jessica messed me up a little bit.
Yeah.
The 10th grade, skipping the 10th grade was more believable, but he was just terrible at telling it. Mm-hmm. But maybe he was terrible on purpose to make it not sound believable, because mm-hmm. that's a whole new curveball.
Makes him angry, too, that I got to skip a 10th grade, I could tell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so. I still think, yeah.
When you said the Dane Cook thing...
I'm going to go with that last one being true, though.
But yeah, you said Dane said it happened to him.
Yeah, it's a very similar story. And he does a whole bit on it. But also, Felicia had a very similar story, and that's why she believed it to be true.
But also, sometimes when people tell stories, sometimes the shorter story that isn't really embellished is the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
But he just needed a quick third story because he needed to
Yeah, but the story that wasn't embellished.
Well, but he was also really. Here's the thing, though. If he had told one truth and one lie, I think he would have been like, okay, we can stop there. But instead, he laughed hysterically and went, there's one more story. I got to tell one more story because neither one of them was true.
I wasn't going to waste one. I put effort into it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going
sticking
with
the last story then. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. Okay, just right. Because of that, so then I'm gonna switch back then to the school thing being
you
true.
Fucking bitch.
All right.
Like I just
no, I'm gonna out. I'm gonna say that the Houston Improv story is true.
Okay.
The 10th grade and the bear are.
You know what? No, I'm gonna go with the Kermode being true.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she's wrong almost every time. So she's just trying to for statistics.
I'm gonna go Kermode.
You know what? Let's take one more round of voting because I'm gonna go with you skipping 10th grade is true.
Okay. I'm gonna go Kermode true.
I'm going with the improv being true.
Jesus. All right. Wow. Ian Bag.
Only one of us can be right this time. Do you wanna give Tony a shot?
What do you think's true?
I think so, too. Ian, what is the true story?
The murder in Houston.
Yeah! I really knew that, but it was way more fun to say.
Good job, man. That was great.
You put doubt in my head. That's so unfair.
And just to let you know, so the Kermode Bear is a true story, but it was shot by the vet's son.
Oh, damn.
And it's glassed in the airport. Uh-huh. It makes me laugh every time I see it. I'm like,
that's funny.
Vet's fun. The vet's son is a dick.
And there's no way you skipped.
I know. I'm not smart.
There's a Kermode bear.
There. Oh, wow. They should call him
I intentionally waited to look it up until we finished because I didn't want to
Did you think that was part of the lie? The white bear part?
I mean, you could tell us anything. Oh, we have purple tarantulas. And we'd be like, wow, better. It's amazing. We wouldn't know.
If you go to Terrace Airport, Kermode Bear, you'll see it in the one that's been shot by the vet's son.
Three great stories. You only need to tell two.
Oh, yeah. I like to do extra work.
Suck at this game.
So Dane Cook tells a story about that, too?
It's just a similar one, I can't remember all the details.
It was crazy. I remember. And she was
that is a small one, probably close to the 200-pound range. That's the one in the actual airport.
I've never been out, by the way. My dad's taken me out hunting. I've never been able to shoot anything. I'm a complete puss.
Really?
No.
I'm the same way. Yeah, I never could either.
No,
I never could either.
And I used to do a joke about it. They used to bring moose home and butcher it. We had this big garage.
My dad did that with deer.
Really? Because we had a motor block winch, so they were able to hold
it. My dad
there.
Did too. They would hold it upside down.
And bleed it out.
Yes, it freaked me out. I couldn't stand it. Its eyes are there and its guts are pouring out. It traumatized me. I would cry. I hate it. I hated it.
I hated it.
You couldn't fish?
Nah. And when I said I went hunting with my dad, I shot one bird and cried and stopped.
Yeah, that's what,
shot anything again.
I used to say it's
we're
so,
very similar.
So weird to see something butchered the same place you learned how to masturbate.
Okay.
Again, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
No, anyway. Got weird.
Well, that's probably normal masturbation for you anyway.
I always feel guilty.
I thought it was painful.
That's great.
Okay.
All right, Ian, where can people find you? What do you got shaking? What's up next for you, Mr. Bag?
IanBag.com is where you can get all my information. I am going to be in Seattle this weekend. Does this come out this weekend?
No, this isn't going to be out for years.
Years?
I don't know.
What do you got in November?
November? Oxnard, the Levity Live in Oxnard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, come on out there. I just check IanBag.com. I don't know. I got a bunch of dates. Oh, Chicago and the new club in Richmond, the Sandman Comedy Club. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you're into swinging, just go to IanBagSwings.com.
that's my other thing.
If you have a murderous heart and you're into swinging, David, where can people find you coming up?
DavidCSmalley.com. I'm David C. Smalley on everything, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. David C. Smalley.
I love it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hold on, Jessica. What do you got shaking?
At Jess Wellington, too. I'll just be at this here at the store all the time.
Checking IDs.
You got the best laugh ever, by the way.
Yeah, she
You
does.
Have the best yeah, laugh. When I hear you laugh, I'm just like...
Tell Luke that. He hates it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's Luke against hates himself? Everything. He's against himself. That's why. He doesn't like himself.
You can find me at FeliciaMichaels.com. I will be performing with Joey Diaz at Sony Hall in New York City November 2nd. I don't know, but I'm very so excited.
It sounds huge.
Yeah,
she only wanted you to say what you're doing in November so she could one-up it.
That.
What?
Felicia, what's it called?
I'm not doing
Sony,
anything
Sony
big.
Sony Hall.
Where? All right.
Stop it. Anyway, so
do you open for him much? Am I allowed to ask these questions?
A couple times I have, yeah. I mean, he's throwing me a bone, but that's okay. That's all right. So once again, do us a big favor and subscribe to the Comedy Store channel. Thank you very much for watching. You guys have been so awesome.
And you have been lied to.